News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathik Ritsen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. Farmer leaders on Wednesday rejected the government's proposal to amend three controversial farm laws and announced that they would intensify their agitation by blocking the Jaipur-Delhi and the Delhi-Agra expressways by Saturday and escalating it to a nationwide protest on December 14. Farmers have been demonstrating since late last month over reforms enacted in September that loosened rules around the sale, pricing and storage of farm produce that had protected farmers from an unfettered free market for decades. The farmers have rejected the government's proposals. Darshan Pal, president of Krantikari Kisan Union, told reporters after the meeting of over 30 farmers' unions. Pal said the farmers wanted nothing less than a complete withdrawal of the legislation. He said the new draft contained what had already been proposed to them by Union Agriculture Minister Narendra Singh Tomar in his previous meetings with farmer leaders. Farmer leader Shiv Kumar Kakkar too said there was nothing new in the government's proposal and that it was completely rejected by the Sanyukta Kisan Committee. If the three farm laws are not scrapped, the farmers will block all the roads leading to Delhi one by one, Kakkar said. Union leaders termed the proposal an insult to the farmers of the country. They, however, said if the government sends a fresh proposal of talks, they may consider it. The sixth round of talks between the government and farm union leaders, scheduled for Wednesday, was cancelled. According to the union leaders, a new Delhi Chalo call is being given to all farmers in North India for December 14, while those in the south will be asked to protest at district headquarters. They said all toll plazas across the country will be made toll-free on December 12. The centre's proposal was sent to the farmers a day after Union Home Minister Amit Shah met representatives of 13 unions over the contentious legislation. In the proposal, the government had offered to give a written assurance to the farmers that the existing minimum support price regime for crop procurement will continue. The government also said it was ready to provide all necessary clarifications on their concerns about the new farm laws enacted in September. It did not, however, mention anything about the main demand of protesting farmers to repeal the laws. The government had also proposed to make necessary amendments on at least seven issues, including one to allay fears about the weakening of the mandi system. Agriculture Minister Narendra Singh Tomar met Home Minister Amit Shah to discuss the next course of action after farmer leaders rejected the centre's draft proposal. The Agriculture Minister is believed to have discussed with the Home Minister a possible way to end the stalemate. Minister of Railways, Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal was also present at the meeting. A delegation of opposition leaders including Rahul Gandhi, Sharad Pawar and left leaders met President Ramnath Kovind seeking repeal of the three farm laws. The five-member delegation of opposition leaders included CPIM General Secretary Sitaram Yechury, CPI General Secretary D. Raja and DMK leader T.S. Elangovan besides Gandhi and Pawar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will lay the foundation stone of a new parliament building on Thursday at an event that will be attended by leaders from various political parties, cabinet ministers and ambassadors of various countries. Modi will also perform the groundbreaking ceremony for the building, which is expected to be completed by 2022 at an estimated cost of ₹971 crore. The foundation stone laying ceremony will begin at 12:55 p.m. today and the Bhumi Pujan and foundation stone laying ceremony will take place at 1 p.m. A prayer ceremony where the Sarva Dharma Prarthana will be recited will be held at 1:30 p.m. followed by a speech by the Prime Minister at 2:15 p.m. Some chief ministers and governors will also attend the event virtually. Lok Sabha Speaker Birla had earlier said, "The existing temple of democracy is completing 100 years. It is a matter of pride for our countrymen that the new one will be built by our own people as a prime example of Atmanirbhar Bharat. The new building will showcase the cultural diversity of the country. Hopefully in the 75th year of independence, that is 2022, Parliament session will be held in the new building," he said. "The existing Parliament building will be conserved as it is an archaeological asset of the country," Birla said. "The existing building is a British-era structure designed by Edwin Lutyens and Herbert Baker, who were responsible for planning and construction of New Delhi. The foundation stone of the existing Parliament House was laid on February 12, 1921 and the construction took 6 years and cost ₹83 lakh at that time. The opening ceremony was performed on January 18, 1927 by the then Governor General of India, Lord Irwin. The new building will have an area of 64,500 square meters. The new building will also have a grand constitution hall to showcase India's democratic heritage, a lounge for members of parliament, a library, multiple committee rooms, dining areas, and ample parking space. In the new building, the Lok Sabha chamber will have a seating capacity for 888 members, while Rajya Sabha will have 384 seats for members. The Lok Sabha chamber will have an option to increase its sitting capacity to 1,224 members during joint sessions. This has been done keeping in mind the future increase in the number of members for the two houses. At present, Lok Sabha has a sanctioned strength of 543 members and Rajya Sabha 245. In September this year, Tata Projects Limited won the bid to construct the new Parliament building. The new building will be constructed close to the existing one under the Central Vista redevelopment project. The existing Parliament House building will be suitably retrofitted to provide more functional spaces for parliamentary events to ensure its usage along with the new building. The existing building is a massive circular edifice of 560 feet in diameter. The Parliament House estate is enclosed by an ornamental red sandstone wall or iron grills with iron gates that can be closed when occasions demand. The building has 12 gates. The health condition of former West Bengal Chief Minister and CPIM leader Buddhadev Bhattacharya, who was admitted to a hospital in South Kolkata, deteriorated to very critical on Wednesday evening, officials said. Bhattacharya, 76, was put on mechanical ventilator support at the critical care unit of the private hospital, where he was taken to in the afternoon as his breathing-related problems aggravated, they said. Bhattacharya, who was the Chief Minister of West Bengal from 2000 to 2011, has been suffering from COPD, or chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, and other old-age-related ailments for quite some time. He had stepped down from the CPIM's Politburo, the Central Committee, as well as the State Secretariat in 2018. Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee expressed her concern over Bhattacharya's health condition and prayed for his quick recovery. Concerned to hear that former Chief Minister Buddhadev Bhattacharya has been hospitalized with breathing problems, praying for a speedy recovery and wishing him well, she said. Governor Jagdeep Dhankar also wished him a speedy recovery. State Urban Development Minister Firhad Hakim visited the hospital and spoke to doctors. The Indian Air Force has objected to the portrayal of IAF's uniform in Netflix's upcoming film AK vs. AK, starring Anil Kapoor and Anurag Kashyap, by calling it inappropriate. In the scene, actor Anil Kapoor, who is playing himself in the film, can be seen wearing an untucked IAF uniform. IAF, in a tweet via its official handle, said that Anil Kapoor is donning the uniform inaccurately in the scene and that the language used in the clip is inappropriate. It asked the makers to withdraw the related scenes in the film. The tweet was in response to Anil Kapoor's post, which featured a short clip from AK vs. AK. Anil Kapoor and Netflix have issued an apology to the IAF on social media. The film narrates the story of a brash film director, played by Kashyap, who kidnaps the daughter of a popular movie star, played by Kapoor, and shows the actor's desperate search for his daughter, Sonam Kapoor, in real time to present it as his next blockbuster. AK vs. AK pits Kashyap against Kapoor in a clash of egos. The two also had a much publicized Twitter war on Sunday to promote the movie. The US government and 48 states and districts sued Facebook on Wednesday, accusing it of abusing its market power in social networking to crush smaller competitors and seeking remedies that could include a forced spin-off of the social networks Instagram and WhatsApp messaging services. The landmark antitrust lawsuits announced by the Federal Trade Commission and New York Attorney General Letitia James mark the second major government offensive this year against seemingly untouchable tech behemoths. The Justice Department sued Google in October for abusing its dominance in online search and advertising, the government's most significant attempt to buttress competition since its historic case against Microsoft 2 decades ago. Amazon and Apple also have been under investigation in Congress and by federal authorities for alleged anti-competitive conduct. James noted at a press conference that it is really critically important that we block this predatory acquisition of companies and that we restore confidence to the market. The FTC said Facebook has engaged in a systematic strategy to eliminate its competition, including by purchasing smaller up-and-coming rivals like Instagram in 2012 and WhatsApp in 2014. James echoed that in her press conference, saying Facebook used its monopoly power to crush smaller rivals and snuff out competition, all at the expense of everyday users. The FTC fined Facebook $5 billion in 2019 for privacy violations and instituted new oversight and restrictions on its business. The fine was the largest the agency has ever levied on a tech company, although it had no visible impact on Facebook's business. Facebook called the government actions revisionist history that punishes successful businesses and noted that the FTC cleared the Instagram and WhatsApp acquisitions years ago. The government now wants a do-over, sending a chilling warning to American business that no sale is ever final, Facebook General Counsel Jennifer Newsted said in a statement that echoed the company's response to a recent congressional antitrust probe. Facebook is the world's biggest social network with 2.7 billion users and a company with a market value of nearly $800 billion, whose CEO Mark Zuckerberg is the world's fifth richest individual and the most public face of big tech swagger. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.